Your station might have thousands of followers on Facebook or Instagram or X or whatever, but if no one's liking or commenting or sharing your content, what are those numbers really worth? Today, we're looking at one of the most tempting traps in digital marketing, the social media follower counts. It feels good to say, you know, we have 5,000, 10,000, or even 50,000 subscribers, but that number alone doesn't really tell you if your content is landing with your audience. And if it's not, it's not helping your station or the advertisers that you're touting these numbers to. Follower counts are easy to celebrate, but what do they really, really mean? Most platforms don't even show your post to all of your followers. Facebook did this at the very, very beginning, and they no longer do that. You have to actually pay to have your content reach more of your subscribers. And if your content doesn't generate engagement, like likes, shares, and comments, then it's going to get buried, and then fewer people will see it moving forward, unless you have that engagement factor. And advertisers are starting to get wise to this. They're asking the more important and better questions like, well, how many people are engaging with your post? What kind of responses are you getting? And those are the questions that we should be asking ourselves also. Because when it comes to social media, here are the metrics that really matter. The ones that you should be watching, like comments. Are people interested in interacting with your content, or are they just scrolling past it? Shares and reposts. Is your audience spreading your message? Saves. Are they liking what they, seeing what they like? And are they saving it for, you know, to come back and maybe revisit it a little bit later on? Because, you know, once you scroll past it, it's basically gone forever and you have to kind of really search for the things that you're, you know, that you like. You also need to look at video views and completions, not just the views themselves, but how much of the videos are they sticking around for? That's going to tell you more of the full story. And then engagement rate. This is the real star. Total interactions divided by the total reach or followers. Now, these metrics will tell you if people care about what you're putting out there, not just that they just happen to see it. Now, here's a quick action item for you this week. Look at your 10 last social media posts and which ones got the most interaction. You do want to care about this because a lot of stations will say, okay, well, we're just on social media because everybody else is on social media. And so that's where we need to be. But in order to really know if posting something online is worth somebody's time to do, you really need to judge whether that the stuff that you're doing is actually being seen and interacted with. So look at your last 10 posts. Which ones of those got the most interaction? Which ones flopped and why did they flop? Pay attention to the type of content that you're putting out there, the tone, the time of day, and the call to action. Was there links back to the website? All right, so then try posting one thing that is designed to spark some sort of engagement. Ask a question, run a poll, go behind the scenes and just make something more personal. Just don't announce. Actually invite a conversation with your post this week. Because social media isn't a billboard like our radio signals. You know, our radio signal is really not a two-way conversation, but social media was always meant to be a conversation, not just a billboard. Have you ever noticed how popular posts, when they more than likely have the most comments, and which are more often the comments are better than the actual posts themselves. So your follower count, the point of all this is your follower count is just really the starting point. If people aren't engaging with the content that you're putting out on social media, then those follower count, they really don't help your brand or your bottom line at all. They're really, it's really a worthless vanity number to be even putting out there. So this week, focus on creating content that invites interaction because that is the metric that really matters, interaction with your social media posts. So next week, we're going to wrap up this series and look about, we're going to pay more attention to your mobile app where usage is far more important than the download numbers. Hopefully this content is helpful to you. If it is, please like, subscribe, and share it with your radio colleagues. We don't want you or them to miss an episode. And if you're ready for a better website in the new year, it's built especially for radio stations, or if you want more helpful resources like this to grow your station online, visit us at skyrocketradio.com. You'll find tools, articles, and everything you need to strengthen your digital presence. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.